In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Welcome to our online celebration of this wonderful solemnity of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Since it's like a Sunday today in the liturgical calendar, but a very special Marian feast, I want to start us off with something like a liturgy of the Word and the Mass readings. We'll also get to include the Divine Office readings and maybe a psalm, an extra psalm like we usually do, but I want to make it more like a celebration in lieu of the Mass. First, let us invoke the Holy Spirit as we recall the event of the day. Come, let us worship the King of Kings on this day. His Virgin Mother was taken up to heaven. Come, Holy Spirit, most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. And then, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, let us take a moment to acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a poor sinner. Blessed be God forever and ever. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Almighty ever-living God, who assumed the Immaculate Virgin Mary, the mother of your Son, body and soul, into heavenly glory, grant, we pray, that always attentive to the things that are above, we may merit to be sharers of your glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon underneath her feet. A reading from the book of Revelation. God's temple in heaven was opened, and the ark of his covenant could be seen in the temple. A great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was with child and wailed aloud in pain as she labored to give birth. Then another sign appeared in the sky. It was a huge red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, and on its heads were 7 diadems. Its tail swept away a third of the stars in the sky and hurled them down to the earth. Then the dragon stood before the woman about to give birth, to devour her child when she gave birth. She gave birth to a son, a male child, destined to rule all the nations with an iron rod. The child was caught up to God and to his throne. The woman herself fled into the desert, where she had a place prepared by God. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have salvation and power come, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his anointed one. the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Queen stands at your right hand, arrayed in gold. Psalm 45 portions. The Queen takes her place at your right hand in gold of Ophir. The Queen stands at your right hand, arrayed in gold. Dear, hear, O daughter, see, turn your ear, forget your people and your father's house. The Queen stands at your right hand, arrayed in gold. So shall the King desire your beauty, for he is your Lord. The Queen stands at your right hand, arrayed in gold. They are borne in with gladness and joy. They enter the palace of the King. The Queen stands at your right hand, arrayed in gold. Christ, the first fruits, then those who belong to him. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through man, the resurrection of the dead came also through man. For just as in Adam all die, so too in Christ shall all be brought to life, but each one in proper order. Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to his God and Father, when he has destroyed every sovereignty and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death, for he subjected everything under his feet. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia. Mary is taken up to heaven. A chorus of angels exalts. Alleluia. Alleluia. The Almighty has done great things for me. He has raised up the lowly. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm, and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Now we're going to take a look at our readings and our prayer of the Psalm 80 today with shortened divine office. Stir up your mighty power, Lord. Come to our aid. O Shepherd of Israel, hear us. You who lead Joseph's flock, shine forth from your cherubim throne upon Ephraim, Benjamin, Manasseh. O Lord, rouse up your might. O Lord, come to our help. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. Lord God of hosts, how long will you frown on your people's plea? You have fed them with tears for their bread, and abundance of tears for our drink. You've made us the taunt of our neighbors. Our enemies laugh us to scorn. God of armies, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. You brought a vine out of Egypt. To plant it, you drove out the nations. Before it, you cleared the ground. It took root and spread through the land. The mountains were covered with its shadow, the cedars of God with its boughs. It stretched out its branches. The mountains were covered with its shadow, the cedars of God with its boughs. It stretched out its branches to the sea, to the great river it stretched out its shoots. Then why have you broken down its walls? It is plucked by all who pass by. It is ravaged by the boar of the forest, devoured by the beasts of the field. God of armies, turn again, we implore. Look down from heaven and see. Visit this vine and protect it, the vine your right hand has planted. They have burnt it with fire and destroyed it. May they perish at the frown of your face. May your hand be on the man you have chosen, the man you have given your strength, and we shall never forsake you again. Give us life that we may call upon your name. God of armies, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. Blessed are you, Mary, because you believed. The Lord's words to you have been fulfilled. First reading from the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Ephesians. In Christ Jesus, God has given us a seat in the heavenly places. I have never stopped thanking God for you and recommending you in my prayers. May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of glory, grant you a spirit of wisdom and insight to know him clearly. May he enlighten your innermost vision, that you may know the great hope to which you have been called, the wealth of his glorious heritage to be distributed among the members of the church, and the immeasurable scope of his power in us who believe. It is like the strength he showed in raising Christ from the dead and seating him at his right hand in heaven, high above every principality, power, virtue, and domination, and every name that can be named, given in this age or in the age to come. He has put all things under Christ's feet, and has made him thus exalted head of the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills the universe in all its parts. You were dead because of your sins and offenses, as you gave allegiance to the present age and to the prince of the air, that spirit who even now is at work among the rebellious. All of us were once in their company. We lived at the level of the flesh, following every whim and fancy, and so by nature deserved God's wrath like the rest. But God is rich in mercy. Because of his great love for us, he brought us to life with Christ when we were dead in sin. By this favor you were saved, both with and in Christ Jesus. He raised us up and gave us a place in the heavens, that in the ages to come he might display the great wealth of his favor, manifest by his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. I repeat, it is owing to his favor that salvation is yours through faith. This is not your doing, it is God's gift. Neither is it a reward for anything you have accomplished. So let no one pride himself on it. We are truly his handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to lead the life of good deeds, which God prepared for us in advance. Response from prayer. How lovely and beautiful you are, O Virgin Mary. You have left this world to be joined with Christ. Adorned with heavenly power, you shine forth like the sun among the saints. The angels rejoice and the archangels sing your praises, O Virgin Mary. Adorned with heavenly power, you shine forth like the sun among the saints. Our second reading is taken from the document that defined Mary's bodily assumption as a dogma revealed in scripture and tradition. It's from the Apostolic Constitution. Yeah, that's a mouthful in Latin. Luna vi sent cimas Deus. I'm probably crucifying that. by Pope Pius XII. Your body is holy and excelling in splendor. In their homilies and sermons on this feast, the holy fathers and great doctors spoke of the Assumption of the Mother of God as something already familiar and accepted by the faithful. They gave it greater clarity in their preaching and used more profound arguments in setting out its nature and meaning. Above all, they brought out more clearly the fact that what is commemorated in this feast is not simply the total absence of corruption from the dead body of the Virgin Mary, but also her triumph over death and her glorification in heaven, after the pattern set by her only Son, Jesus Christ. Thus, St. John Damascene, preeminent as the great preacher of this truth of tradition, speaks with powerful elegance when he relates the bodily Assumption of the loving Mother of God to her other gifts and privileges. It was necessary that she, who had preserved her virginity inviolate in childbirth, should also have her body kept free from all corruption after death. It was necessary that she, who had carried the Creator as a child on her breast, should dwell in the tabernacles of God. It was necessary that the bride espoused by the Father should make her home in the bridal chambers of heaven. It was necessary that she, who had gazed on her crucified Son and had been pierced in the heart by the sword of sorrow, which she had escaped in giving him birth, should contemplate him seated with the Father. It was necessary that the Mother of God should share the possessions of her Son and be venerated by every creature as the mother and handmaiden of God. St. Germanus of Constantinople considered that it was in keeping not only with her divine motherhood, but also with the unique sanctity of her virginal body, that it was incorrupt and carried up to heaven. In the words of Scripture, you appear in beauty. Your virginal body is entirely holy, entirely chaste, entirely the house of God. So that for this reason, also, it is henceforth a stranger to decay, a body changed, because a human body, to a preeminent life of incorruptibility, but still a human body, but still a living body, excelling in splendor, a body inviolate and sharing in the perfection of life. Another early author declares, therefore, as the most glorious Mother of Christ, our God and Savior, giver of life and immortality, she is endowed by him to share an eternal incorruptibility of body with him who raised her from the tomb and took her up to himself in a way he alone can tell. All these reasonings and considerations of the Holy Fathers rest on Scripture as their ultimate foundation. Scripture portrays the loving Mother of God almost before our very eyes as almost as most intimately united with her divine Son, and always sharing in his destiny. Above all, it must be noted that from the second century, the Holy Fathers present the Virgin Mary as the new Eve, most closely united, associated with the new Adam, though subject to him in the struggle against the enemy from the netherworld. This struggle, as the first promise of a Redeemer implies, was to end in perfect victory over sin and death, always linked together in the writings of the Apostle of the Gentiles. Therefore, just as the glorious resurrection of Christ was an essential part of this victory and its final trophy, so the struggle shared by the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Son was to end in the glorification of her virginal body. As the same Apostle says, when this mortal body has clothed itself in immortality, then will be fulfilled the word of Scripture. Death is swallowed up in victory. Hence the August Mother of God, mysteriously united from all eternity with Jesus Christ, in one and the same decree of predestination, immaculate in her conception, a virgin inviolate in her divine motherhood, the wholehearted companion of the divine Redeemer, who won complete victory over sin and its consequences, gained at last the supreme crown of her privileges, to be preserved immune from the corruption of the tomb, and like her Son, when death had been conquered, to be carried up body and soul to the exalted glory of heaven, there to sit in splendor at the right hand of her Son, the immortal King of the ages. This is the glorious day on which the Virgin Mother of God was taken up to heaven. Let us sing these words in praise. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Happy are you, Holy Virgin Mary, and most worthy of all praise. From your womb, Christ, the Son of Justice, has risen. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Let's profess the Apostles' Creed, and then we'll have the final intercessions for today. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God. Light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father, through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We lift up our prayers united with the Blessed Mother, who today is assumed into heaven, that the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church, guide and support all Church leaders with her maternal love, that the truth of the Gospel may transform every earthly sovereignty, authority, and power, that all people may revere and protect the sanctity of human life, for all who have left the practice of the faith, that through the intercession of the Queen of Heaven, they receive the grace to return to the sacraments. For the repose of the souls of all the faithful departed, that through our prayers and the prayers of the Blessed Mother, they may enter into eternal joy with the saints in heaven. That the Assumption of Mary into heaven will fill all Christians with an ardent desire for sanctity and the life of the heaven. We pray for President Trump's peace talks, for Putin and Trump to agree and see beyond the temporal worries of their concerns for nations, to hammer out some type of compromise on this war, ending this war. We pray for our church that this may be the year of renewal, the year of putting aside all the ways in which we've been wounded in our relationship with God and treasuring Christ above all else, treasuring the gifts of the Holy Spirit above all else. Let this be our year of renewal so that we can go out and renew the world in union with the Father. We pray for Bill. We pray for Henry's financial needs. We pray for Father Rob. We pray for Father Vili. We pray for Father Edson. Loving Father, you have raised up the Blessed Virgin Mary, and for Father Edgar. Loving Father, you have raised up the Blessed Virgin Mary to share in your communion of love. Accept us into that holy embrace through the sacrifice of our prayers. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's take a moment to pray the chaplet of the Divine Mercy, or at least part of it. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. I offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces for the soul in most need of God's mercy. the most needed place in purgatory. May this be done in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We almost forgot to pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions. It's one of the things we have to do. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.